Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In 2014, a failed stand-up comic entered a contest called The Hunt for the Host. He did not win. Later, he was joined by an underperforming Oregon State fullback with a community college degree. These men, neither having earned the position and possessing no real skills, continue on as radio personalities. If you have nothing better to do on a Saturday morning, and if you can find them, maybe you can hear The Sinner and the Saint. Starring Luke Anderson.
We got a lot of gentlemen's clubs. Oh. How do you like those? Oh, hey, everybody.
Mickey Mouse, yeah.
It is now. Devolved into that.
And Will Darkins.
Ear or eye? Where do you want it?
On 1080 The Fan.
Hey, it's hour two of The Sinner and the Saint. If ever there were an hour one that you needed to go back and listen to on the podcast, this is it. The first hour of this show has been enthralling.
It really has. We asked the important questions.
We did. I don't want to spoil it because you're going to go back and you can listen to it. All you have to do is go to 1080thefan.com.
Can we get the highlights?
Brought to you by Les Schwab Tires. You can find it on radio.com. You can find it on the radio.com app.
Okay. The usefulness of a monocle.
Yes.
Was Teddy Roosevelt chill?
No.
Okay. And then I think the other one was, like, when do you pull a gun out?
Yeah.
Well, after an arm wrestling match.
And Luka don't care.
And yes, and Luka Doncic is constantly playing and nobody, at like 75%.
And nobody tried harder. 100. And nobody tried harder than Fat Raymond Felton.
Yes.
Okay. That's hour one. So, but yeah, there's so much more. There's so much nuance.
I mean, that was pretty much it.
Why now? But whatever. Yeah. I gotta say something. Hey, Jen Ellis is here, ladies and gentlemen. Our great friend Jen Ellis works with us here at Entercom. She comes in to talk baseball, and baseball is still pretending that they have a chance to have a season outside of a bubble. Mm. Man, I'm thinking this NBA idea of just putting everybody in like a contained area might be the only way that we have sports.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot more people with COVID, but if they do have a season, you'll be at every single A's home game.
You're right. I will be. I'm going to be there.
Did you see the story, Will Darkins?
That I personally, there's a big story about it. I'm going to be at every A's game.
I bet you are.
So the Oakland A's are having, you can purchase your own cardboard cutout.
It's a picture of a selfie of yourself.
That sits there. And if you put it in a foul ball zone, and if you get hit in the face with a ball, Jen Ellis,
they send me the ball.
Do they lights on first?
Oh, I don't know what they're going to do.
That would be great.
That'd be awesome. No, but I checked the website, and they're sold out of the foul ball zone cutouts already.
Yeah.
So, you know, the other ones are just, they'll just place them wherever. But, you know, I was watching KBO, and they have, you know, all the different, you know, like stuffed animals in the stands behind home plate. And they have, like, you know, banners of just like random people with masks on. And it just looks like there's people sitting there with masks on, but they're not the fans. This is like personalized to the fans, and you get to buy your own cardboard cutout, and it sits in the stands, and you know, if it gets hit by a ball, they'll send you the ball. But they said, I emailed them and I said, hey, are you guys gonna send me like a, do I get to see a preview of what it looks like, or are you gonna tell me, you know, when it's finished? And they said, we plan to let everybody know where their cutout will be seated so that they can look for it on the broadcast.
Yeah.
So the first, I think, 10 games of the A's season are home games. So
nice.
I'm going to be like glued to that TV looking for my cutout. And hopefully, I mean, like if I was a player, I'd want to try to hit them.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, like, so I think I'm hoping that maybe one of the players will want to hit me because I'm, you know, I'm wearing a cool A's helmet. And, you know, I mean, I've got my, you know, picture of me with my Raleigh fingers on a doll. dolphin riding over a rainbow shirt, which is pretty unique. And I don't, I mean, you'd think that the broadcasters would probably, like, you know, take a look at some of them and talk about them because it's kind of unique. So.
Well, but the other thing too, because I was thinking about this because people may or may not know what you do here, but Jen Ellis is vital to the execution of all things radio at this radio station.
For, I hold the building up.
So several of us all chipped in, and we got it for you because we know how big of an A's fan you are.
That was awesome. So, I was giggling the whole day. I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God.
So the cost of it was very, very easy to split up between everybody. And there's people like, can I still chip in? No, we've already got it. But I was thinking, first thing you need to do is take down all the nets to protect the folks out there, right? Because they're just cardboard shutouts.
That's what I thought about, too.
But, like, if I catch a third out fly ball, I'm just going to chuck it at one of those cardboard cutouts because I think that would be hilarious. Like, you know, you toss it to a kid in the front row?
Yes, exactly.
And you just chuck it. But my thought was, because you sent me the proof of the picture that you're having, and like you said, Raleigh Fingers riding a rainbow and a dolphin, and you have your hard helmet on. The
1989 is hard helmet.
And I was thinking, if you're positioning these cardboard cutouts, the ones in like the high traffic spots, like the high visibility spots, you need to pick like the coolest ones. So I think that you have a very good chance of being one of the cooler ones. But it'll be interesting to see what fans did because there's only so much you can do because like you can't have your arms out or up or whatever. So it's just like within the confines of it, and you've got your big A's souvenir mug like cheersing to the players. But I would I will probably now watch A's games hoping to see you get smoked in the face by a foul ball.
I can't wait.
And you get to pick up the cardboard cutouts.
Next season
that they actually have the real season when you're allowed. But you can go pick it up. But
arrange to go pick it up.
The more destroyed the thing is, the better.
Yes. Yeah. They're like, we can't guarantee the the condition of it
because it'll
be
outdoors
because of the weather and I'd be hit by balls and stuff, but if I was the person placing those cutouts, I'd be like, dang, this chick has an awesome shirt. Yes. I'm going to put it right up front.
Yep. So hopefully you'll be right behind the dugout and then you'll, you know, have like a big hole in your head or something when you get it back. So anyways, that'll be something fun if they actually get to it. What are you putting the likelihood of the Major League Baseball actually pulling this thing off?
I know. It's crazy. It seems like every day there's more and more like, oh, these people are opting out and these people are testing positive. And
The Blue Jays are threatening jail time for any player that breaks quarantine in Toronto. It's a lot stricter in Canada than it is in the U.S.
Well, and I know, I mean, obviously I read a lot of A's news, but I know that they all, you know, there was an interview with Bob Melvin and he was saying that they all have committed to really, you know, being very careful about this and following all the rules and not straying and not, you know, going out to a bar or, you know, a restaurant or whatever, just going straight back to the hotel, you know, when they're on the road or whatever. And I know that a lot of teams are, it really is down to the point of like who wants it most. They're going to have to follow all the rules, the very strict rules that are a big pain in the butt. But that's, you know, it kind of seems like that's what it's going to boil down to.
Well, one of the best things that Major League Baseball did with the plan that they put together, which is a ton of rivalry games. Everything is positioned to play within the division or within the geographical region. College football is trying to do the same thing, but the problem that they have is by playing a conference only, we're going to lose a lot of huge college football rivalries. So my question to you and to Will and to everybody out there is, do you want to see a lackluster college football season, or is it worth skipping it? So we will do that next. You're listening to The Sinner and the Saint on 1080 The Fan. I think it was on Thursday, kind of out of nowhere, the Big Ten said that they're going to push back, that they're going to play a conference-only schedule for all of their fall sports. That includes football, which meant that, boom, no Oregon, Ohio State, boom, no Washington, Michigan, boom, no, I don't know, Maryland, probably playing somebody, I would imagine. They're part of the Big Ten, right?
Arizona State?
I don't know. Maybe. But Maryland sucks at football and doesn't matter. That was the joke that I was going for there. Then yesterday,
I just got it.
Because they're terrible. Should I have done Rutgers? Rutgers would have been better.
I don't even know if they're in the Big Ten. Are they?
Yeah. There you go. So I would need you to have some knowledge of the conferences. Yeah, the Big Ten, The conference with 12 teams has decided that they're not going to play anybody outside of their conference. The Big 12, the conference with 10 teams,
okay.
I want to make sure that you're caught up on this, Jen.
I'm following.
Has not made a decision yet. Still no decision from the ACC or the SEC. Now, the Pac-12 has also decided they're going to push back their season because apparently science and data is saying that, oh, it might not be a safe environment to play football or bring kids back to colleges or go and have a bunch of 18 to 22-year-olds make the right decision for the better end of society. But college football is still trying to hold on and have the season. The ACC and SEC have not made decisions yet. And I wonder if they're trying to preserve some of the rivalries. Just for an example, the biggest rival that Clemson has, their big rivalry game is South Carolina. That's an ACC-SEC matchup. Georgia-Georgia Tech, same way. Florida-Florida State, Louisville-Kentucky. Those are non-conference games, but those are their biggest rivals. But we're also losing USC-Notre Dame, USC, Michigan-Notre Dame, Kansas-Missouri is now a non-conference game. Always a non-conference game. Pitt-West Virginia, Iowa-Iowa State. Should they just scrap the whole idea of trying to put together a college football season, Will? Or do you think it's, if we can get any games, it's worth having?
Just real quick, are they going to allow students on campus?
Depends on the school.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing, right? It's
so that's where you might want to start. Will they allow students on campus?
How many campuses need to allow students before you can have a college football season? 138 schools or whatever the hell it is?
I don't know, but that's the first question you have to answer. Because unless you want to start paying them, these athletes, and quit treating them like student athletes, you can't have a college football season. Let's be real. No college student's going to go on campus in the fall. If this thing is supposed to surge like it's supposed to again in the fall.
Well, it's surging right now.
Yeah.
Again, surge again. Because it
will. Continue to surge.
Well, the reason that it will start to surge again is because they're predicting you're going to see a slight dip. But then once you get to mid to late October, you're going to start seeing a bunch of people that are confusing the coronavirus with the flu.
Yep.
And you'll get another surge of people going into hospital saying, I think I have it. I think I have it. I definitely have it. It'll overwhelm everybody.
Well, and there's so also people being hospitalized for the flu. It's,
exactly.
Not going, oh, get out of here, you just have the flu. People die from the flu.
Yes, but here's the difference. You know, usually with the flu, for the most part, you can predict who's going to die and who's not. We can't really do that right now with the coronavirus.
Fair enough.
Again, people die of the flu, you're right, that are young and healthy, but that really doesn't happen all that much. I just continue to keep pointing this out because I think that it's an interesting time for student athletes. And I think this is a time where you can actually take advantage and take control of the situation that you have just interminably been in forever, which is you are treated as a student athlete. Well, if I'm a student athlete, that means I'm not going to go on the field and play because you're not letting my friends back on campus and we're all students, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, are you allowed to have friends outside of your team?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I mean, think about that though, right? Doesn't that seem really weird if they're trying to have a college football season, but they can't have students back on? Shouldn't they be paying them?
Dude, the whole thing seems weird to me. Like the idea that just, college football was going to be able to kind of just follow the NFL and the NBA model. It's like, how?
Well, they are students.
Yeah. Exactly.
Unless you want to start paying them salaries, which you don't because you're friggin' jerks.
Yeah. Because you're jerks.
Well, I don't know.
The entire model is built on them not being paid, and the reason that they make so much money. I'm just trying to figure out where we should put our heads on this whole thing.
No season.
Yeah, I'm assuming there is no season.
Yeah.
But my other problem though is like if we get any semblance of a season, does that make it better? And I'm kind of thinking no. Like, you're putting together a patchwork one, and the college football playoff came out and said, well, we'll be ready no matter what is played and how many people actually, how many games are actually played. We'll be ready for a college football playoff. Dude, just scrap it. Like, I know that you're going to lose money by not playing the games. But what does it cost to put on a college football game? What does it cost in testing to try to get these players back? What does it cost in trying to build a new system that's supposed to protect all of these players?
So, again, you got to back up a little bit.
Yeah.
What is it going to cost to test all those students? Because, again, the only way the players are going to get play is
that
the students are on campus.
You keep saying that.
Yes, because I'm right.
Okay.
I'm serious, dude. There was a group of Northwestern student athletes, football players, that actually made a viable lawsuit against the NCAA to get paid. You don't think that there's some really smart football players that will make another lawsuit and go, oh, well, yeah, you need to start paying me a really high salary then.
Yes.
Because I'm not on campus and I'm not taking classes. All I'm doing is playing football. So I'm a player. That means I'm a paid, a paid faculty member for the most part.
Yeah, if I'm the only one.
Should be, yeah.
What's the deal? None of those guys will break ranks with that. None. I guarantee it, dude. Not guys in the SEC. None of them will listen to Dabo Dip, you know what, Sweeney about this. They will friggin' abandon anything that he says. If he goes, we're going to go out there and play anyway to get... No, all those guys will go, no, I'm going to skip it. I'm good.
Did either of you see the story about the Arizona summer school?
Mm-mm.
Arizona, the three teachers decided to put on a summer school and did everything that they could to do it in the safest manner possible.
Mm.
All three teachers contracted coronavirus and one of them died.
Yeah.
I know that we keep talking about the students getting back on campus, mm-hmm. but man, if you're a professor,
what
the hell are you doing on campus? Mm-hmm. And that's the push now is to get all of these schools open. So if somebody's waiting for to figure out what they're going to do about your kids for fall sports for high school athletics, man, if I was a teacher, I would have no desire whatsoever to go on campus, mm-hmm. especially if you're a teacher that is nearing retirement go back and get one more year in. No, thank you. So, yeah, it's to me, the idea of going back on campus, you bring up faculty. I don't know. I worry about the coaches as much as I do, probably more than I do the players, because how many old-ass coaches do you have out there coaching college football?
How much do you worry about Mike Gundy or Van Gundy or whatever? You don't worry about him? You don't worry about Mike Gundy at all?
Gundy.
Yeah.
At Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
The guy that just took a million dollar pay cut because none of his players like him in an internal review. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, you're a little bit racist and you don't care about any of your players. Well, they all see that. And, yeah, they don't care much for you either. Mm-mm. So you can, we can just get rid of you. But his buyout's too high. So he's like, I'll just take $1 million less because I kind of need this job because nobody else is going to hire me.
I think the more interesting part of all of this is that as a student athlete, I think if you were ever to have a time where you could gain leverage, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. If you really want to get paid, this isn't the best example to get paid, but it's one where you can go, I'll totally go out there and play. Here's my agent. Here's the contract and the money I want. Pay me.
There you go. Sure.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to still make money for you. And you're still going to get money funneled through the university, but you're going to start a precedent that will be continued even after the coronavirus pandemic is done. This is an interesting game of chicken, man. And look for the SEC to either break or have all their players fold, because that's the conference, even more than the ACC and the Big Ten. Obviously, the Big Ten, they've already announced it, that they're doing interconference play. But like, if SEC players really value their athletic ability and they really trust themselves to understand that the NFL is now even looking like it might not even go off, I think you can wait. You can go, nah, I'm not going to go out there and play. Well, I'm just going to wait because you know what? The NCAA as an organization, they're going to give me another year of eligibility because why the hell would they want to lose me anyway? Why do they want it where a bunch of dudes who could create a branding message for one whole season like Joe Burrow did, why would you want to get rid of him?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna chill. Thanks. Yeah.
I am both feet firmly planted in the camp that there will not be a college football season. It wasn't that way. This week just for college athletics has been a kind of tumbleweed blowing in the wrong direction, just slowly picking up steam. But I get the sense. I'm starting to worry about this baseball reboot as well, and the NFL seems a little bit scary at the same time. The whole idea of traveling and keeping this bubble, Commissioner Larry Scott is positive for COVID. He's doing self-quarantine. It sounds like Mike Bidwell, the owner of the Arizona Cardinals, now has COVID-19. He is hospitalized for it, is what I read. So it's just going to be difficult. I think there was 58 new players for Major League Baseball. So it just continues. But, yeah, if you're getting excited because we're getting close to the return of sports, Hey, at least we have golf.
Golf. Hey, there it is. Yep. Up on the TV.
Yep, couple weeks from the NBA. Full contact practices for the NBA. And we have baseball tonight, Jen.
Tonight, yes. The Portland Pickles.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Gherkins.
The Gherkins versus the Pickles.
Yes. Yeah, you can watch it on
Facebook or something.
Facebook and YouTube.
What?
Live stream. Hey.
Should we talk about Quentin Dunbar? Talk about that guy.
Oh, what happened with him?
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys a funny thing that I saw on KBO that I've never seen in anything.
We'll do that after this SportsCenter update.
Correction,
Wes Welker dated the Hooters model. Julian Edelman just dates models.
Come on, man. Get your short white guy receivers right. What are you going to do, mix up Danny Amendola next?
He also, I think, dates models.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Hey, listen. Please accept my apology.
Jeez. I've been watching all these videos online of these TikTok users, like, crying because they're going to get rid of the app.
Oh, yeah.
In the U.S. It's pretty funny.
It's super sad. Super sad. Could you imagine if they took away your favorite app? What is your favorite app? What's your most used app on your phone? Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I could probably find out pretty quick.
Does it say, can you get a usage thing?
Yeah. You go to your settings.
Go to settings.
Mm-hmm.
Usage. Mm-hmm. I don't see it. Where's my usage?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't see usage on here.
Are you going to give up?
No, tell me where to find it. I have an iPhone.
No, you don't.
I don't?
No.
Oh.
I'm looking at it right now. You don't have one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that it is.
Are you sure?
I'm not seeing usage.
Is that an LP?
It is definitely not an LP. control
is that
center.
Is that a Boost mobile phone?
Did you figure out your usage yet there, dummy, so you can help me out?
I'm looking at it right now. I just don't want to tell you.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm. Yeah.
What a jerk. Jen, did you figure out your usage?
No, I didn't figure it out, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, get your phone out.
I'm pretty sure it's Instagram because that's pretty much
the only thing you use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not on Jen, any other social media.
Don't talk about Instagram. It's stupid. It's so dumb. It's no one uses it.
I know. That's right. It's dumb.
Especially athletes.
It's worthless.
Yeah. None of them use it at all. Probably. Anything.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what it is.
I'm just going to guess it's probably Twitter for me.
Probably Apple Music.
I had to get off Twitter because I would have too much, like, rage and anger by, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I looked at everything like,
I use Twitter more for news.
Yeah, that's what I used it for. Yeah. That's why I had to get off of it because it was driving me insane.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah, the news.
I was getting the news anxiety.
The news is not great either.
Yeah, I was getting the news anxiety. So I was like, gotta delete this one.
Just the outrage of your average Twitter user. The news is not great recently, Will. I don't know if you've noticed that. You said you saw something in KBO that you've never seen before, Jen.
Ever.
What was that?
And the two commentators had never seen it before either. It was really interesting. One of the guys is at bat. He, you know, hits a single. He runs to first base. He twists his ankle and he falls down. The trainer comes running out. The trainer's got a mask on. You know, the first base coach has got a mask on. The runner, you know, doesn't have his mask on, obviously. But the trainer hoisted the player up on his back and literally piggybacked the injured player back to the dugout. It was the funniest thing I've never seen anything like it. And the two guys that were the ESPN commentators were saying the same thing. They're like, oh my God, we've never seen anything like this. Oh, you know, but what would that be like in, you know, MLB or in NFL, if somebody got hurt and the trainer just like hoisted them up on their back and piggybacked them all the way back to the sidelines?
If they did
sidelines.
That with an offensive lineman in the NFL, that would be the greatest thing.
It was just such a funny image. It was just, it was great.
How bizarre. Yeah. I'm going to need to look that up.
It's pretty funny. I took a picture of the screen. It's like, I have to take a picture of this. It's so funny.
I'm trying to figure out how to figure out the app that I use the most.
The most,
You're still doing it?
Yeah.
Still. I know.
Were you even listening to anything Jen was saying?
Yeah. The
no.
guy picked, yes, that's
He's
what
like,
I stopped.
What?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah, really?
Player got hurt.
Whoa. So go to screen time.
Crazy.
Screen time.
Screen time.
Whoa, that's insane.
And then you go down to your screen time. This is quality stuff and see activities.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it looks like the most used app on my phone
is it Grindr?
Messages.
Grindr.
It's not Grindr. And then it's followed by Khan Academy, which is a kids app where it teaches my kids how to do stuff.
So it's Khan Academy, really.
Well, I mean, messages followed by that.
Well, today messages I used Waze for 20 minutes and then Google and then Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Messages doesn't count. I mean, it's not really an app. It's just, it's your text.
Yep. So what's your top five, Will?
I didn't find it.
I just told you how to do it.
Well, where do I go?
Screen time.
Where's screen time?
In your settings.
Okay. Under which one?
So go into settings, go into screen time, and then see all activity below your little chart there.
I don't even see screen time on here.
What? You're worthless.
Oh, I have the radio.com app on my usage.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, Waze, Google, Instagram, ESPN, radio.com.
I don't even see screen time.
It's right below notifications. Go into your settings.
There's so sound and haptics.
Haptics?
Yeah.
What kind of phone do you have?
I got do not disturb. I have screen time.
Yeah, screen time.
I don't see screen time.
No screen time.
But yeah, messages, Khan Academy, Shazam.
Oh, Shazam, yeah.
Nike Run Club and Salesforce. Look at me.
Salesforce, you must be working.
Yeah, I know.
Hey. I didn't have it turned on, that's why. So I don't spend any time on any apps.
You don't spend any time. I'll turn on your screen time. I'll tell you what you do. There you go.
I can tell you right now. It's Twitter and Spotify and probably all these other news apps I have.
That's probably it. News apps. What a loser.
I know.
Hey, you want to do What to Watch, kids?
Okay.
What to Watch is where we tell you what to watch. We do it next. Sinner and Saint on 1080 The Fan.
Which is the most exciting matchup in the field of competition? Which game will leave you kicking yourself if you miss it? Which channel should you switch to when the sporting day is gone? Welcome to America's most exciting sports talk radio show segment. It's time for What to Watch. Presented by Encore Audio Video. Now hear this. Whether you're looking for a new TV or a custom home theater, start at Encore's showroom at 14th and Everett in the Pearl. Now our expert panel. Avid television viewer Will Darkins. And increasingly out-of-touch father of twin girls, Luke Anderson. Are here to tell you what to watch. Literally, it's What to Watch on The Sinner and the Saint. On 1080 The Fan.
Following this broadcast, you will be able to listen to the OSN Classic Oregon versus Wisconsin 2012 Rose Bowl.
Ooh.
And then tomorrow you can listen to the 2005 matchup on Monday Night Football between the Seahawks and the Eagles.
Is there a different ending?
No. Nope, same endings. All Wouldn't it be great if they redid the ending? Like, they just got the guys in the booth, and they're like, all right, let's just go in and riff and redo
Or, like, get
it.
Footage from a game where they actually, like, won or
Well, it's radio, so you can do the whole War of the Worlds thing. Just make up whatever you want.
That's true.
I wonder if you put a couple broadcasters in if they could just make up a game, if how entertaining it could potentially be.
I don't know.
Thank you for that, Will. What's your face doing right now?
What do you want me to say?
What is your face doing right now?
It's chilling.
Have you guys heard the commercial for the 20th anniversary of Almost Famous on this?
Yeah.
I have never seen that movie.
Really?
I know. I feel like I should watch it. Don't?
Yeah. Uh-oh. I don't watch it.
I don't know if it would. Well, I mean, like, I don't know if it would hold up now, but back then it was great when it came out. I can't believe it's been 20 years.
You gotta,
No, I like it.
Almost Famous is one of those movies where people will insist, but it's like, don't do it. It doesn't live up to...
It probably doesn't. I haven't seen it in 20 years. So.
It doesn't live up to the excitement that people like...
The fact that we're doing a special edition 20th anniversary podcast.
It's like, you know that conversation we had about the Goonies?
Yeah. Yes, it doesn't hold up.
Yeah,
you're
it's
right.
like people Sand will Blah, tell me, like, things, oh my gosh, you have to watch the movie.
No,
it's kind of a crappy movie.
Don't watch it as an adult. Please don't.
Yeah.
It will ruin, I mean, like, you just won't be able to.
Now, great movie as a kid that's still great today, Lion King. You can't poke holes in Lion King. Go ahead. Try it.
I've watched Lion King multiple times recently with the twins.
I saw Lion King for the first time just a couple of months ago.
And wasn't it
really?
Great?
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I mean, the one criticism of the Lion King is, you know, they used all white actors except for James Earl Jones.
Right.
And people were upset about that. Did you watch the remake of the Lion King?
No.
It's okay.
Did you ever enjoy any remake of anything?
That is a very good question.
Yeah, I can't remember like a remake where I was yes. Yeah. And I mean a remake, not a revision.
A sequel or reimagined or exactly.
Yeah, I'd have to think, especially when they do it like shot for shot. And it's like,
yeah, because the Psycho remake was stupid.
Yes.
The one with Vince
Vaughn.
That one was so stupid.
That one was
There was no point to it.
So dumb.
Sometimes when people do remakes or revisions of movies, I really have to sit down and like think to myself, like, What was the need for this?
What were they trying to accomplish?
Yeah, like what was the void that needed to be filled that people were like, please, make Psycho again.
Well,
shot for shot remake with Vince Vaughn, please.
The reason they make remakes and reboots is because everybody wanted to see Jessica Simpson in Daisy Duke shorts.
I mean, come on, really?
That's why they made that
movie. That movie didn't even sell. That was the worst part. No one went to it.
That's why they made that movie. But there's your reason for that one.
I mean, really? So there's executives in Hollywood who are like, oh, if we could just get her on screen with no other good actors, no story behind
it. Whoa. Wasn't Johnny Knoxville and Sean William Scott in that? Weren't they the Duke brothers?
I know Sean William Scott was. True. Johnny Knoxville sounds right.
Yeah, I never watched it. I couldn't tell you, but I'm pretty sure.
I didn't.
Oh, you did?
No, I watched the TV show, but I didn't watch the movie.
Yeah.
No.
That's the other thing. TV shows that get turned into movies, that never seems to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They did Chips. You ever watched Chips?
Yeah. No. Oh,
Dak,
God.
Mm-hmm.
Dax. It was Dax Shepard and what's his
Dax.
Face? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great. I don't know why it wouldn't work. What are y'all watching right now? Jen, let's start with you. What are you watching?
Well, tonight I am definitely going to be glued to YouTube Pickles, Portland Pickles channel at 5:30. I'm going to watch the Pickles game.
Yeah.
See what's going on there.
Do you know any of the Pickles?
I don't, so this will be fun. I was kind of, you know, doing a little research and checking it out and seeing, you know, reading about it and seeing what they're all about. But I'm excited to see that, the Pickles tonight on YouTube. And then... non-sports related show called I Do on Netflix. It's kind of like a surprise wedding type of show. It sounds pretty, you know, lame, but it's actually pretty heartwarming and sweet, and lots of different stories of different people's life, you know, where it's taken them and their adversities they've had to face, and then just very sweet, kind people, you know, doing nice things for each other. So it's a nice, uplifting, heartwarming thing to watch.
That
it's called
terrible.
I Do. I know, it's
uplifting,
terrible.
Uplifting? Heartwarming?
Yeah.
Why would we need that right now?
I know. It's just nice to see people doing nice things for each other. It's a sweet show.
503-250-1080. Star Trek is a good remake. Also transitioned from TV to film. Mm. That's from Deal. And it's not written in the text, but I imagine there's an up yours behind that.
So the remake would that be considered like the one with what's his name,
Chris Pine?
Well, they're constantly rebooting and remaking, the films were successful.
So them too.
Well, no, but
TV to film transfer, and then there's the Chris Pine thing. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Yes, but the original series they made into movies.
Right. Yeah. And then
they rebooted the TV show multiple times.
Right.
Next Generation.
Just once, right?
No, they've done it multiple times.
There's Shatner, and then there's Bald Guy.
And then there's, what's her name with the eyepiece that's kind of hot?
Queen Latifah.
No, different one.
Oh. Anyway. Lady Gaga.
Different one. What are you watching, Will?
Chips.
No. Deep Space Nine? That's what it was.
Space Nine. Yeah,
yeah. What was her name?
It is, I'm watching Grand Designs on Netflix. And it's a show where this European kind of snooty guy goes around and, like, follows these people through, for, like, 5-6 year remodeling projects. That's pretty crazy.
5 or 6 year remodeling
projects?
Yes. Wow.
And they're called Grand Designs because the way they design these homes is, like, insane. And they use up all of their money. And, like, every episode, without fail, at, like, the 30-minute mark, it always happens that, like, they go completely bankrupt, and then they find money. Like, they just, like, from somebody's ass, they get money. Huh. Who knows how? Huh. Like, a bank loans them, like, $700,000.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, okay, we can finish the house now.
Oh, yay.
But they're insane homes. They're crazy.
What level of intrigue do you get when the headline pops up? Spanish Village, Italian Village, selling homes for $1. Mm. Have you seen those?
Good.
So these Spanish or Italian or European villages, it happens every so often. It seems, feels like it pops up every once in a while, yeah, where basically everybody moves out of it because it's some agricultural mm-hmm. village on the top of a mountain that is inaccessible. Well, they're trying to preserve the historical value of it, but all of the young people are moving away. Yeah. So they're selling these old kind of rundown homes or starting to rundown homes for like a dollar, but you have to invest like $5,000 mm-hmm. minimum into the renovation when you go there to help preserve it, but then they'll sell you the house for a dollar. Never seen
sounds
these,
like a
Will?
Spirit Airlines flight. Yeah. It's, it looks cheap, but then they they charge you to sit down. Yeah. They charge you to use the seatbelt. They charge you to buy a drink. They charge you to use the toilet.
Just like move yeah. move to the middle of Italy and renovate a home. I've considered doing it.
Somebody on the text line 503-250-1080 points out that 21 Jump Street was a good remake.
I will say that when Johnny Depp and Richard Grieco show mm-hmm. up at the end, that cracked me up.
Yeah. That was good.
Have you seen Richard Grieco now? Didn't he have like really bad plastic surgery?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think probably. Him and what's the guy from The Wrestler?
Mickey Rourke. Poor guy. Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
Yeah. I felt like they cast him in the Sin City movies, and they went, yeah. Maybe we should like shoot this a different way because he looks awful. And so yeah. then that's how it ended up being that black and white
right, yeah, exactly.
mix that it was.
Rupert Everett has had really bad plastic surgery too.
Has he?
Yeah. He used to be super handsome and he's messed.
You know what?
I think I'm going to start getting really bad plastic surgery.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say,
people talk about me more.
I don't knock people that get plastic surgery because I've always said if I won the lottery, the first thing I would do is get plastic surgery.
Yeah?
Really? Bigger what boobs? Would you get done?
I would get all my teeth done. Mm-hmm. I would get massive brow lifts. I would get cheek implants.
Cheek implants.
I would look like
what is a massive
Brad
brow
Pitt.
Lift? What does a brow lift even do? What does it look like?
It lifts my brow.
Where?
So you're going to get plastic
on
surgery to be look like Brad Pitt.
That's right.
That's what you said.
Moves it up to your forehead?
I'd get plastic surgery too.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I would get the bridge taken off my nose.
Wait, what?
Just make it like...
Why?
Because why not?
Because Jennifer Grey, that's why not.
Dollars. Who cares?
Well, what do you mean? Yeah. Jennifer Grey.
She's another one that had she's unrecognizable.
But she didn't have bad plastic surgery. She had fine plastic surgery. She looked like everybody else, and they went, cool, now you don't have a personality.
Yeah, now you don't look like
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you don't look like that girl that we loved in Dirty Dancing.
Exactly.
Who?
Jennifer Grey.
Oh. I thought you were talking about Meg Ryan.
No, she was stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, anyways. All right, I'm watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I realize I have two seasons that I haven't watched, but that show is terrible because I cannot watch one episode, and you just keep taking it, and I'm like, I feel terrible.
Those people are so awful.
They're
I love it. It's so fun to watch.
Terrible.
I love that show. Yeah.
All right, everybody stick around. Ducks, Badgers, right here on The Fan. Any last words from either of you two clowns?
Have a lovely weekend.
All right, you too. We're all done.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, I'm going to watch Norbit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.